Before you rush into anything, perhaps you'd like to see what the British intelligence has to say.
And perhaps you'd like to see what the CIA has gathered.
Sebastian, can you get the document for the president, please?
Yes, Prime Minister. I'll get it right now, Prime Minister.
Marvin, can you get the CIA files for the Prime Minister, please?
Yes, sir, Mr. President, sir.
Well, I wonder if you know that the Prime Minister there actually comes from Somerset. Yes, Anthony Head, who spends his time on Little Britain, fending off the advances of Sebastian, actually hails from here in the county. And I'm delighted to say Anthony's our next guest this morning. Good morning, happy Comic Relief Day.
Good morning, happy Comic Relief Day.
You've been surprised by the success of Little Britain. It is the cult comedy series of the moment, isn't it?
It certainly is. Yes. Basically, I had not too much idea. When I first read the script, I thought it was funny, but I thought, okay. And my agent said, no, you should definitely do this. And when I met the boys, they were just great. And I hadn't realised, you don't see it on the page, how much characterisation is part of it, because the characterisations are really, really, really clever. Once we got into rehearsal, I started to see that there was something very special. And then when we were recording, they run various pieces that they pre-recorded for the audience reaction. And suddenly I realised, you know, I had no idea what we were making, really. Just, you know, I just thought it was quite funny. But this stuff was really edgy, really, really close to the line, and just really funny and very clever.
I suppose if you look back on some of the great comedy programmes of the past, we mentioned Dad's Army in our introduction there, a lot of familiarity there, wasn't there? You kind of knew what the characters were going to do, there were catchphrases that came up regularly, and I suppose Little Britain falls into that category as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess, the fact that one of its successes is the fact that there are catchphrases, there's so many of them that have just been absorbed into subculture, and you hear people quoting them all the time, you know, in the playground and the workplace. And the mark of a good comedy is when people are able to, copy is not the right word, but are able to sort of take it to their hearts, and actually it becomes part of the fabric of life.
Yeah, you're right. People walking down the streets quoting the characters all the time. Mind you, not everybody likes it, and Jess was just telling us that she's got a friend who's a teacher who's not the greatest of fans.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where all of the kids have picked it up, and I think, you know, when you can have too much of a good thing and they hear it over and over and over again. But as you say, I mean, it's just passed completely into the sort of the cultural fabric of the time.
Mm, yeah. Which in a way, I suppose, speaks even higher for it, Auntie, doesn't it? Well, it perhaps does divide opinion.
Yes, I must admit, I mean, I like... It's nice to be part of something that's, you know, that is a bit controversial. It's a bit edgy. The other reason I think that it has become such a cult show is because it is so edgy, and it tackles a few entrenched ideas head on. And I think there are no, you know, it doesn't leave any stone unturned, and that's bound to upset a few people. And I don't think that's a terrible thing. I think controversy makes the world go round, really.
Let's have a word about Comic Relief. You're a big supporter?
Absolutely. Later on today, in fact, we're going to a dinner tonight for Sade, which is actually safe haven for donkeys in the Holy Land. But then I'm going on to the Virgin call centre to take calls. I'm patron of there's a new charity called the Gambia Horses and Donkeys Trust, which has just linked with Make Poverty History. The idea being that they're trying to change the way that working equines are treated worldwide. Basically, if you can teach people to look after their work animals, you can help them make a better life for themselves. Basically, in the Gambia, they've only had horses for about 30 years, and they have no idea how to look after them, how to feed them, how to keep them healthy. And if you can teach them, they're flying blacksmiths and saddlers and vets and all sorts of things out there to teach the people themselves how to make their work animals' life better. Keep them healthy, and they can then make them wealthy, basically, is the idea. So there's a lot going on today.
Excellent. Anton, it's a pleasure to talk to you this morning. We're asking our listener what makes them laugh. We hope it's Little Britain, of course, but what other things? What for you, if it's not watching reruns of Little Britain? What makes you giggle or titter or fall off the sofa with mirth and merriment?
Well, my partner, Sarah, is a very, very, very witty person, and both our daughters have inherited her wit, so my family make me laugh a lot.
Oh, you do it all in-house. You don't even need to switch the television on.
No, well, I must admit, The Office, I used to love The Office. I think Ricky Gervais is another genius. I think he's brilliant. All sorts of comedy makes me laugh. I must admit, some of the old stuff, which I used to find Dad's Army really funny, but I must admit, now I find it strangely dated. It's very odd. And Only Fools and Horses, and you know, I mean, the classic stuff still does make me laugh, but...
And can you make us laugh, finally, because we're all Little Britain fans here in the studio. Can we have an impression of one of the voices?
Yeah, no. No, not really.
Oh, go on.
I want that one. Look at my eyes.
Do a jealous for us, go on.
Do a what?
A jealous.
But that's Sebastian, that's not the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister's a straight guy. All
yeah,
right.
No, but you're the nearest we've got to him on the show this morning. You can do that one. I'll have to get Jess to do it. Hang on, Anthony. I'll get Jess to do it, and then you can reply in Prime Ministerial style. Go on, Jake, because you're a big fan.
All right. Jealous.
Prime Minister.
Thank you, Sebastian.
There we got there in the end. Lovely to talk to you, Anthony.